Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
But joining us is Darren Gauchy. That's right, the Gouch is here to talk about a brand new book. Morning to you, Gouch.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. Good to see you out here with all these young apprentice jockeys. I remember interviewing you when you were their age.
Yeah, geez, time goes quick.
It does.
The year one apprentices out here today to have a look at the quarantine and international horses working this morning, of course. It's such a beautiful morning, too.
It is. It's a beautiful morning to watch track work. Envious of these international horses out here. They get the good treatment going into the spring carnival races, don't they?
They certainly do. Interesting with the work that they do, too. They sort of do long interval work, and it's been a good experience. First time I've been out here myself.
Okay, well, you've now retired. You're working with young apprentices through Racing Victoria, but you brought a book out simply called The Gouch. How's the reaction been?
Reaction's been good. Support has been really good, especially the VRC, Racing Victoria.
Yeah.
They had the launch last Thursday, and it was a good turn-up. And hopefully they all enjoyed the book. Kristen Manning wrote the book, and she's done a fantastic job. And Melbourne Books have got the book out, and all good bookstores,
yeah,
I hope.
No, people can get out there and read it for sure. What have you had reaction to any specific part of the book about your life as a jockey?
It's more so how I started.
Yeah.
And not being a real racing family.
Yeah.
Apart from my elder brother Michael starting off before I did. That's sort of I found it was interesting. Most people sort of commented about that.
Yeah, and obviously as a jockey, you teamed up with some mighty horses and some mighty trainers along the way, Gouch.
I did, yeah. Yeah, I was lucky enough to ride for trainers such as Colin Hayes, Bart Cummings, Lee Freeman at a young age when I was only 18. So it's all in the book, and also, as you touched on, all the great horses I've been on.
Mm. What's number one?
The number one horse, Superimposer, is my number one.
Yeah.
I believe he's the best horse I've rode.
Yeah.
I've rode some other great horses such as Long Row and Octagonal, Shaftesbury Avenue, to name a few.
You pinch yourself when you say those names. You think, gee, I was in some way linked with those horses.
Yeah, I do. When I look back now and watch their replays even now, it's sort of... wish I was still doing it.
Yeah, I can see that in your eye. What are you teaching these young apprentices?
Well, this is our year one apprentices we have in at the moment. They arrived on Wednesday night, and they stay in for 2 days at Racing Victoria. And they're looked over. We just, Matt Pumper, myself, and also Ron Hall and Mel Weverley, we're a team, and we train them up, and they go through a regime where they go and see a physio, dietitian, psychologist.
And you're looking at me thinking, gee, I wish it was around when I started.
I certainly do. It's a different ball game now, and it's great for them. They're certainly doing a good job.
Well, wherever our audience is this morning, whether it's back in Sydney, New South Wales, or wherever, catch the book. It's simply called The Gouch.
The Gouch.
Every time you see Darren, it doesn't matter about the first name. It's always, g'day, Gouch, how are you going? So it's a good name. We wish you the best, and enjoy the Melbourne spring.
Thanks very much, Andrew.